to do Chazara,
we'll get clear at least what says the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadches from the Sif Aleph till Sif Vav. First it is the Klal of Mechatzitzes. The Gemara brought down numerous places, brought down by the Taz, the Sif Gadol and Dalet. He says to make Chatzitzes in the Torah, it needs two things. Number one, Roiv, and number two, a case of Makbid. Then it's the Raisa. However, let's say it's only one of them. It's a case of Roiv with Adak Bado. Roiv of the body. You have roiv mud over your body. Or we'll get to the case of Sif Dalet, by case of Cyrus, roiv in your hair. So the entity by itself, Sif Hey. A second Rabbanan, the case of roiv, that a person is not makbid, or if a carrot, person is makbid. However, the case of miut. The other Gemara is very clear. We make a gzeira, a case of miut a makbid, utter roiv a makbid. If a carrot, roiv that's not makbid, utter roiv a makbid. One or the other is Rabbanan. However, when you're missing both of them, the words that tires is tied to the Tavuso, then it's a case of meat and not makbid, we're not grazer. As the Gemara's Lashon must be grazer, otu, a case of meat and makbid, it's a gzeru l'gzeru. Therefore, it's mutter. That's first the klal. Kamal Mechabrin Sif Aleph says really 3 points over here. Number one, he starts off, a person needs to do the locha of tefillah, he has to do his whole entire body at one shot. Therefore, he cannot have any chatitza upon himself. The source says the Taz is called Aleph. A pasuk, Barachas Avah Shemesh B'tiyer, just like Piyas Shemesh, the halacha is all at one shot. Also, the halacha of Yitzasai, going into the mikvah, also has to be all at one time. First klal. Second, Mechaber speaks out, the halacha of Hakpado. He has like a double lashon, what defines Hakpado. He says, number one, if a case is derech the onti makbid, and she is sometimes makbid, that's nichol get of chatzitza. Or second thing he says, let's say she is never makbid. Now there's a mavucha, what exactly the double lashon is. The way it says on the page, the way that Taz explains it, it says there really are two cases. One is the case where it mixes the adam a makbid, and she is sometimes makbid. For example, she has a ring on her finger, she's sometimes makbid, she'll take it off for going swimming. She'll take it off, making chalas. But right now, she's not makbid over here. But since it mixes the adam a makbid, nichne gedev chatzitza. The second case, she's never makbid. She'll never take off her ring, not for swimming, not for anything. It says, roiv b'nei adam ma'isa makbid, nich negedu chatzitza. But let's say it's neither one, she's never makbid. It's not a case of roiv, only mixes b'nei adam. The Taz comes out, that situation, and not nich negedu akpodo, would not be the halacha of chatzitza over here. He does say this halacha, we're discussing negedu akpodo, is negedu when the oil is being makbid. What happens for kert? The oil is never makbid. But she is being makbid right now. He brings down the Beis Yosef and is topic in this question. However, he brings down that the Daki Moshe will bring down the halacha later on, the Mordechai and the Bach and the Shach himself also passes this way. That if she is makbid, nichon together of hakpad over here. Now the words lefa'omim, sometimes, the shadow what it means. The first, the Shach says, lefa'omim means, even though it means way the times you're not makbid, only sometimes you're makbid, that's nichol together of hakpad. That's first the Shach. Building on that, coming with Pesach Tshuva, it brings down the Zichron and Yosef, and he also tries to define exactly what the word the Shach means, explain the Mechaber. Each one's very ambiguous over here. So he says it means a situation where it means every once in a while, but one time in the Zman Merubah, which also Yesh Lodin, what that means, it's not Nichol the Gedev Akpado. Now, we'll get to more Lalach later on in Sifchot Gimel, the definition of the Zman Merubah. We mentioned already in Chabura, Moshe has his Avonah, and the Achim have their Avonah, and in the Achim's Avonah, the Shaila Zman Merubah means once in a month, once in 6 months, once a year, what exactly that means. But the Seyyid, the Zichron Yosef, says, one time, once in a long time, is not Nichon together of the Fa'amim, and therefore won't be Nichon together of the Chatzitza. The third point, Kamal Mechaber, says over here, that we just said that Geder Akpado. What about Negeit Halacha of Roiv? So if it's Roiv and not Makbid, also Nichon Negeder of Echatzitz over here. So Mechaber really says 3 points. One, he needs the whole entire body. Second, the definition of Akpado. And third, the Halacha of Roiv. The Ramah ends off, after he says these three Halachas, Lechat Chila, not to be Toivol, even Dvam Manach Leitzim, Otek Zera, that's not Echatzitz over here. The Goy Shaydura. Close the door. Otto, a double that's not a case of chatzitza. Now, the Taz asks an obvious question. The Gemara says, by things that are meat, she ain't a makbid. We're not going to make a gzeira over here. However, come along, the Ramon making gzeira after a case of meat, she ain't a makbid. So the way how he understands it, we're saying we're not to make a gezeira, meaning a situation of b'di'eved won't be will be us like tefillah. That be'etzem mi'yachayim machbid, we have to take off everything. That's clear in the Tanz. You have to take off everything, even mi'yachayim machbid. But b'di'eved no us like tefillah. They point out to be very clear. Some noshim think a machbid, it's a mi, it's no big deal. To abonim b'di'eved, it's clear not the way. Clear that the mi'yat a machbid is like us like tefillah. Only mi'yachayim machbid. That's like Adchila, the Chum of the Goy Shari Duro, and that we're not going to ask her. But things that people are machbid on, even though it's a miyat, it's clear in this halacha that it's nichol negedav chatzitza, and even b'di'evel also like tefillah. Sifbeis. The halacha sifbeis is just first a klal. Numerous cases of the mechaber, built upon the Sugyan Shabbos after Zayin. Basically, something that's rofoy, if it's loose, water goes inside, it's not chaytzitz. If it's hodak, if it's tight, wood is not going inside. Nichol negedav of chatzitza. Now, once we have this klal over here, we have numerous cases. Mechaber starts off. Let's say you have a strand made of a tzemer or a flax over here, or any mitzvah wrapped around the hair. He says you cannot be toivel until you make it roughly. Once roughly, it's not a chatzitza over here. He says you have a case of your hair with braided together inside. So he says halacha is if it's roughly, it'll be mutter. Otherwise, it's a chatzitza over here. You have anything that's wrapped around your body. We assume the case over there. It's going to be tight, unless you make it roughly, except around your neck. We assume no one's choking in the neck. Therefore, will not be a situation of a bayav chatzitza, always roughly, unless you have a case of a kutla. Kutla is something that's wide and smooth over here, and she wants to look like a balas sponsor, yesh lotan y. She wants to look that way, and therefore, it will be nichla get a chatzitza when it's tight. You have to make a case over here of a loose.
What's, again, what's the difference between tight and loose?
The definition is if water can get in.
What about the thing itself?
And the Pesach Shuvah being down.
The thing itself gets wet.
So if water can get in.
Without water getting in, but the thing itself gets wet.
It does not sound like, it sounds like the chatzitza. That has to be something that can get in, not through it, that goes underneath it. Now even underneath it might take time. So the Pesach Shuvah being down the Chamur Daniel says that you have to stay inside the water till it comes underneath it. But it means it sounds like it goes not through, underneath it. Now, the Taz speaks out, these chutei tzemra that you have around you here, what's the problem over here? Lamai says it's only a miyat. So it says usually people are makbid, and therefore nichol sugya miyat a makbid, and therefore you have a bayab to the sugya of chatzitza. If it's not tight, therefore it's not being choking around you, Lamai says water will go inside. Fine, that's again the yisoy shabai, and again numerous cases, but basically if it's rough for you, not a chatzitza, hodik is a chatzitza. We already mentioned the goy shay duo that's brought down on one sif aleph. You look at the Makor Shabbat in the Dakil Moshe, it's also saying the Chachila, not to a Rafa or to any Rafa. You make a Kenar Chok over here, a Gambri Evan also like Tfilah. So we take off everything Mirch and a Moshe in Sif Aleph, take off Rafa, that's a lock on Sif Beis. Sif Gimel is something that's woven. First, the Makor Shabbat, the Gemara discusses what's the lock of Chilil saw. Yeah, yes, because again, the look of my Mokum Shabbat, the Makor Shabbat, it's going in the Goshai Dura. Goshai Dura is going on the Chav Rafai. And that Kamosha brings down on the base of on Rafai. And the Mutzachan off the page said clearly it's going on both halachas. Really, Ramah is saying, Makali, take off everything. That's his klal. The Taz says it's going on Sif Aleph, which he's saying in Amish, in Machbid. But it's going on everything. We take off everything. Again, Sif Gimel, the Gemara has a question, what's the halacha of wearing something that has chalulim to it, holes to it, a reshet, and a net over here? The Gemara answers back, it's a case of Oreg, it's woven, and Oreg la gozru. So the question is, how do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara starts off with one question of something with chalulim with holes inside, a reshet, ends off with something that's woven la gozru. Does each one stand by itself, or do you need both? Beis Yosef has a machlokes. The way the Ravid says, it has to be two things. It has to have chalulim to it, a reshet, and it has to be a maisa Oreg that's woven. Therefore, explains the Shach and the Ravid, therefore it's very loosely woven, it's very loose over here. Since it's woven with holes inside, therefore water goes inside. Therefore, the way the Mechaber brings down the Salach and Sif Gimel, it's a case of Chalulim, Maisa Reshet, and therefore it's woven over here. Therefore, it's not Nichol Neged of Chatzitza. The Shach does point out, that's very good over here in Yerodeo. But Simon Shin Gimel Hilchos Shabbos, Derech Agav, the Mechaber brings down the Loch of Tefillah over there, and over there he saw some, the Loch of Dafka, but Maisa Org by itself, without a Reshet, the Loch is, would not be Nichol Neged of a chatzitza, water will go inside. V'yeshli Ashiv doesn't answer. Mishabur over there also, Maravam over there also points out this problem. Mishabur sounds like it could be machma and chayshul chumra, like it says over here in the Mechaber. Sif Dalad, Limchaber Sato, first the point of Chutei Sar Ein Choytzim. That means, the Tazovia, the Gemara, and Shabbos, Daf, and Zayin, you have strands, a ribbon, but a ribbon not of this of flax of tzemer, but a ribbon of saris that wrapped around, that's not tight, it's not a choytzitz. What does that mean? The Shach in the Taz and Sifei will explain what that means. Kamal Ramo, he says Alochovir, that says the Shach applies side to Sif Dalad and side to Sif Gimel. He says Alocho, if you have these golden ribbons, or a case you have a ribbon that's mud on top of it, therefore when you go inside the water, you're machbid, and therefore it's nichel on the get of chatzitzo, because you're machbid, either the golden ribbons will get ruined, or the mud on top of the ribbons will get dissolved inside the water, that's a clump over here, and therefore will get hurt dirty. So you have two cases over here, either these golden ribbons, or mud on the ribbons, and your machbid not going to the water, mitzad the ribbons or mitzad yourself over here. Or by mitzad the sugya of chatzitzo. To understand what's going on over here, and this long Pesach Tshuva over here, you have to go back to the Makor. Again, back to Gemara on Shabbos, and after Zayin, the Gemara brings down a Maisa Oreg V'Nagoyzer. Something that's woven is no problem. The Gemara brings down the second Lashon that says, I see people going inside of these ribbons, and they're not Makbid. So we're two Lashonis over here. Either Maisa Oreg L'Gozu, or we are, except people are not Makbid. What's Nafkamino? Says the Gemara, the Nafkamino is the Tanifon. If it gets dirty over here, that's Nafkamino. If the case over here, if it's had a Maisa Oreg, this is not a Chatzitza, we're not going to the Seder. But if the reason because a person over here is not Machbid, when it can get dirty over here, where the golden strands of a person, Nichle Gedevach Padu will be a case of Chatzitza. The Gemara, where are we passing? We're passing like Lishna Basro. And if it gets dirty, it's Nichle Gedevach Chatzitza. Now the question is, we're saying Chatzitza over here. Come on, Rashi, it says, I don't understand. It's the Maisa Erg over here, water goes inside. So who cares if it gets dirty? Let it get dirty. But water can nichlas inside. If it piled by Metzias, it's not a situation of Chatzitz over here. Therefore, Rashi says, you're best from the two ways to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says it gets dirty is a problem. Is it negate to the sugya of Tum, or negate to Shabbos? A sugya of Itza? A sugya of Chatzitz or negate to Tfilo? It's built the sugya Shabbos. What's the problem? Rashi says, since it can get dirty over here, therefore you'll take it off and carry it on Shabbos. The sugya in Shabbos and Tfilo, no problem. Why? It goes inside. There's no bayah over here. At Tzadah Sheni, he brings down his Rabbeisav, his Rabbeim, which he argues with, and says, no, the sugya over here is mitzad the sugya of Chatzitzo. Correct, Rashi, why Chatzitzo? It's a woven thing, water goes inside. But Meister Rabbeisav said the bayah mitzad the sugya of Tfilo over here. And Machlok is Rashi versus Rabbeisav. The Meister, the Tor brings down the Rabbeim of Rashi. The Ramah brings down the Rabbeim of Rashi. The sugya over here, it's mitzad the sugya of Tfilo, not mitzad the sugya of Shabbos. Now we have to understand, how does the Rabbeisai, or the Torah of the Ramah, answer back Rashi, Maisa, why the Chatzitza, what it goes inside over here? Anyone? So again, we have, just to be clear, we have a sugya over here, we have these golden strands, or this body over here, that get dirty over here, and the Gemara says, if it's mitzad of Zabaya, Shal mitzad Shabbos, mitzad Mikvah, mitzad Tfilo over here. So first, again, the Rabbi Shirasi says water is bayam tzad sugim chatzitzo. Come on the Pesach Tshuva, and he points out the two mahalchim to understand pshat in this Ramah, in this Torah over here. We have first, the Beis Yishev says the problem over here is chatzitzo. Chatzitzo. And you read over here very clearly, in the Ramah says the word chatzitzo, you read the words, the Taz chatzitzo. Why is chatzitzo? So bring down the Siddhartha Chiddush over here. The Be'etem by Rofoi is mutter. That's what Shabbos says. Rofoi is mutter. But when a person with Zerofoi, and a person with Machbid B'Shas, when it's Zerofoi, we go to Zerofoi or to any Zerofoi. I mean, even though you have all these strands around you, everything is besetting with Zerofoi, when you're Machbid to go inside the wood over here, in this situation, whether because you'll get dirty or because the golden strands over here will get dirty, we go to Zerofoi or to any Zerofoi. Therefore, if you have a ring on top of your finger, that's Zerofoi, you're not Machbid going inside the water, besetting her. You have anything that you're wearing upon her body, a necklace, and go inside the water, you're not makbid, and it's rafai, beseder b'diyav l'chol hapachas. Over here, since you're rafai, and you're going inside your makbid, we're going to say rafai onto any rafai over here. Ayin l'maiso, starts with Pesach Tshuva, by the case of Cyrus, you're being makbid, even going inside the water, b'shas maiso, and what's rafai is mutter, says, with a knetch to it, dafka if it's rafai, you're makbid, it's not part of the body. It has to be not your Cyrus. That's part of your body. That's the chilek of your body. So if it's Rafoi, and you're Machbid, and it's not part of your body, That's a chiddush of the chumah the Bais Sharasti brought down Loch Lamaisa by the Torah and the Ramah. Do we might say pass in this way? Mamshuk the Siratira brought down Piska Chuva. Maisi when you have Sirif, Yesh Lakan, because Maisi Rashi obviously the Bais Sharasti over here. I mean, Sirif, we can't be Michael. So again, so we have one mahalach and one thing lalocha. One mahalach is Sugim Chatzitas, Bais Yosef Ramah, Taz. What's the Bayav Chatzitas Rafoi? Because you're machbid, it's not part of your body. Lalocha, do we go like this? Yesh and Sarif Lahakal. Well, machbid, but all the tzadik can make over here. A second mahalach in Pesach Shuvo is a Prisha and the Drisha, same person, and Levush Esrad. They come along with nothing to do Chatzitas. Rashi's Kasha, what goes inside over here? Mitzad the Sugim of Mirsas. We're still getting more need already. We worked on numerous times later on in the simon over here. That sometimes you go inside a mikvah and she'll have a vayam inside the sugi of mirsas. She's standing on something, or there'll be bugs around, or it's very scary at night. And the person can get involved with aloha that the mikvah to be toiled inside over here is incorrect. She'll be afraid to be toiled correctly. It's a sugi of mirsas. She won't be toiled correctly, and therefore will be chayish over here. So over here, same thing. What happens? She has these golden strands get ruined. She had these strands with mud on top, she'll get dirty. She won't be titled correctly. Instead of bringing numerous rayas, he has four rayas in the Pesach Shuvah. One he says, Allah will get to by a case of a scab. The Mordechai said by a scab, Mice is mutter, because even though it's Zirafai, but water goes underneath. So you see, we're not going to Zirafai, it's any Rafai. A scab is mutter, the Mordechai. So they bring a second raya, the Allah later on, in Sifchot Gimel, Bezhar will get to, in case you have rings or bracelets, if it's Rafai, the Mechaba says, Beseder. We're not going there. Allah and Sif Mem. When there's no one around, and you have hair sticking out, the Mechaba says, take a baggage, wrap it around her hair, loosely, and go inside the mikvah, to make sure it goes inside the water. And Sif Mevav, when she wears a begotten, that's loose, the Mechaba says, it's beseder, what's Rafai? So we see when not going to Rafai, at any Rafai, says the Pesach Shuvah, bring on all four of these rayas over here. Now, obviously, you can answer all four. The situation over here, they're not machbid b'shas atfilo. That's the entire answer back. If you're machbid b'shas atfilo, Akhpada Avadu would not make a problem. But Mak B'shas Atfilo, the ring is not B'shas Atfilo, beg not B'shas Atfilo. That's the story. Therefore, says the entire the Prisha, the Sugi over here, it's the idea of Mirsas. Now, once the Mirsas, he ends off Loch Lamais and Ripaskin. We'll get to later on the Sugi by Mirsas. Ripaskin, you cannot do that. Go inside the Mikvah. But once you went to the Mikvah, but he evident also like Tfilo. That means this Halacha, the Ramon, the Torah is saying, is a Mirsas, but he evident also like Tfilo. What's Arachim? End of Tzarchin, because maybe you can machalik whether it's an external thing in Mirsas or the thing itself in Mirsas. Yourself in Mirsas, not externally. Something else causing it. So, we have two ideas. What's the Pshat in the Ramah? Sugir Chatzitzis. Again, both Pshat are arguing on Rashi. You always been start that idea. But in the Boisir Shorasi, is the Sugir Chatzitzis over here. And the Chiddush over here is Rafu or the Ene Rafoi. Because you must be Mishas Maiso. Over here is a Sugir Mitzad idea of Mirsas. Like she numerous times, and therefore, but the ever also like tefillah. One side point, also the Pesach Shuvah brings down, we're saying the case over here is a miyat, the person is not machbid, except it's Rafi. That's where a boy said, Rashi wants to argue in Rashi. We know miyat and machbid, a roiv, it's Kedos over here that's miyat and machbid. That's the situation, except it's Rafi, water goes inside. We know miyat and machbid, a roiv and machbid are the same thing, both through our bonds. So we'll take the Rav Boisev Shorashi, be machbid when the case over here that's really that not machbid, when the case is roughly. So being that Pesach Shuvah, the Levush Esrad says the same thing. We have a drop on over here, a drop on over here. Both of them, Esrad should be more to the roughly. We're going to by the case of roughly over here, going to by the case of roughly over here. The Maisa, he points out that the Sittar does not seem to say that way. The Achonim Wanam Chalik, that by case of me, the machbid, there's no tofah to the body. Way that a person not machbid, bets him is tofah to the person himself. And they want to say, in the Abbasid Shurashi, how far to take it? They take it by a case of Reish Eina Machbid, to Machlokes to the Tyro, first over here, the Levush Esrad. Sifei. The Sugya of Chatzitzis by Cyrus. So, the Mechaber says two cases over here. First, there's two Cyrus. Whether they're a case over here that Kosher one to each other, or two to two. The Loch over here is not a Chatzitzis, one's two. The Mo speaks out very clearly. Whether again is two to two or two to itself, ma'isin la chatzitzo. He has a second case of mechaber. Let's say a case that's one, made a cash over here, and the person is machbid. The locha is binichal together of a chatzitzo. V'oid the mechaber goes on further, a very important thing we see in the mechaber. He says, but let's say you're not machbid. And yet, loiv over here is has knots inside. Katzitzo. We, as you know, the Maramokum brought down in the Beis Yosef. Machlokes is Rashi versus the Goyim, Rambam versus the Goyim. What's the loch and the Geirat Osiris? Is it an entity by itself, or is it part of the body? The Rambam Shita is that's part of the body, and loiv look at the whole body with the hair. The Goyim said no. We have a positive espesori, es the tovel of besori, the siris. The body is by itself, and the siris is by itself. And if you have roiv in the body, is chatzitza. Roiv in the hair, chatzitza. We spoke on Chabur on Thursday. Use deodorant on the underarms. La Pesach can say if it's roiv over there, even though you're not makpid bayav chatzitza, it stands by itself over here. The mechaber we have paskins. The case over here when it's roiv on the siris by itself, the mechaber has paskin like the goinim. It's clear the mechaber is saying you say it over here. The goinim, even though no one points it out, this is the goinim shita batim. Now, first, Kamal Gushachin explains what's the two statements of the mechaber. He says whether Kloimai says whether this case of two with two or two with itself is not a chatzitzo, or he says the case of one to one, or one by itself is a case of chatzitzo over here. That's the two situations in the mechaber. He says the yisoid over here is. The Shach speaks out that even though that person himself is not machbid, we go after roiv bnei adam, it will be nichleked a sugya over here of akpado. Now there's a taz over here, and you read the Torah. There's obviously a slight problem over here. You learn the Torah, everyone learned the first couple of sifrim, and then there's a Torah only later on. Again, in the case of Cyrus, two separate Torahs negate the idea of Cyrus, which the mechaber put together dal after hay. Come along the taz, and he points out the two separate sugyas over here that the Mechaber put together, and he disagrees with the Mechaber. There are two different Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, and there's a Gemara in Nido. The Gemara in Shabbos is caused as a case of ribbons around the hair. The Gemara in Shabbos is saying when you have a ribbon around the hair, whether it's flax or tzemer or chulu, chilek one or two. Same thing, if you take it from Elsa Sari and put a ribbon around the hair, if it's one is a case of chatzitza, it's tight. Two is a case of rofer over here. That's the loch of Watan of Sif Dalad. Chute Esar in the Chaitzim is a case of the ribbons around the hair. The Gemara in Nido discussing a case of making kesher inside the hair. The Gemara says one is chatzitzo, two and yedeo, three is not a case of chatzitzo. Beis Yosef says since the case of the Rabbanon, sofgul kula. That's the case of where you're taking your own hair and making kesher in your own hair. Not someone else's hair, and you're making a ribbon around the hair, you're making kesher inside your own hair over there. He says the chiluk between the two is you take a ribbon from somewhere else, versus a machbid, if it's inside the hair. The negatic sherm in your own hair, which makes a big nachmin laloch lamaiso, people are not machbid in your own hair. Therefore, the Taz ends off and says, lalocho, whether it's a ribbon or it's your own hair, the numbers wise did not make a difference. One, the locha will be case that is chaitzitz, two and onwards will not be chaitzitz. However, the nafkamina, where it's coming from, and they get the sugi vakpodo. If the case is from another place, take a ribbon from somewhere else, you wrap it around the ear, that'd be nichla sugi of chatzitz over here. Person is machbid. Negate kesh inside your own ear, person is not machbid. Either mechaber says the person is machbid, mechaber says he made a mistake. There's a sugi in Shabbos, and sugi in Nido. According to mechaber, he's saying there's a sugi vakpodo, even the kesh in your own ear. A master nafkamina, you have kshom in your own here, is that a bayanat? He says there is a sugyo, and we see one person is makbid. Tash faker, we see one person is not makbid. The only a person not care about. I was more referring to when discussing knots, to him in the case with its roiv. When the Rambam with his shito, when the Goyim with his shito, but the case of roiv over here, but there is no akpada in the case of your own here, look in the cover. So again, it's very clear, you look up in the basis of the Torah, the two different sugyos. Question, you combine the two and have the same klolim or not, points out the Taz and Maisa, the two different halachas. One's a case of a ribbon, one case is the own hair with the own kesher to it. So this is a question which you need to ask me right away. What if all this, the whole simon will mock but not mock but? Let's take a survey. What do we need to what happened? People mock it 500 years ago. The Sugivak Poda has to do with, you ask around. That's to me, I know your question. And what do we have? We should have one halacha. We should have two halachas. One the klal, and basically, I know one halacha. That's it. This is a klal. What's the klal? Go ask around. lift of the externally eye, inside the eye, makis gap, just go, nothing to do with what happened 500 years ago in Mishnah, you said 1,000 to 1,000 years ago. That's your question.
We
smustal in a certain way. Also, if that's so, that means if you want to answer, like you want to say, Isavetu, by the case of Chedichol is Chabedin, this is an assumption to prove it otherwise. They'll come out, the Tazer and the Mechaber arguing this assumption. Correct. That'll be exactly the Bidiyuk, the Tazer.
Well, I don't know if the Mechaber is arguing the Tazer.
They are, because the Mechaber says Machbid, and the Tazer says we're not Machbid. That means if you want to answer, you just answer.
He says Allah.
Who says Machbid? We're assuming there's a Gedevach Puddle here. The Tazer says you made a mistake. We do not assume there's a Gedevach Puddle here. Yes, that's Bidiyuk will come out in Afkamino.
Mechaber says,
what? We're assuming there's a
Kvod. Why is that assuming?
The Taz says that way, right? The Taz says, I'm coming to argue. The Taz says that. You can argue the point. I'm asking. The Taz says your assumption is not true. Mansilvov is a case where you have, he has gathered in a certain area, Nichligat of Chatzitzis. So the Mechabes, three situations over here. You have a case where you have Sarah's Kneged Alev. You have a case by the Zokin over here. So if it's Machmas and Zayas stuck together, that is Chatzitzis, Aleph. The second case you have on the here, we have the case of Beis Shechi over there with Nachlitzes. Speaks out the Shach, why a person is not Machbid over there. Obviously, things change. Things change over here. Or a case of Roiv, also not the Salochal. A third place is Isa Mokim. It depends. If you're a man, you're not Machbid. If you're an Isha, it depends if you're married or you're married. Then send the Taz and Shach, Slot to scan al Bailo, if you are Machbid. Mashenkin Pnuyo, a person is not Machbid. In fact, Beis Yosef, why in the world are bringing down the Loch of Pnuyo over here? It's not Negev, who goes to Mikvah in the case of El Pnuyo. Says the Bach wants to answer, and Afkamino via a situation where the Baal is not Machbid, and you might think that a married Isha is like case of El Pnuyo. Kamash Mon, go after Rav Noshim, Nichla, the Sugi of Chatzitzis over here, since Rav Noshim are Machbid. Kiveg gives another terrorist, and Afkamino for the case of Geru or Geris, whether she's a Pnuyo or a man. Also, the Loch is that a person has a Sugi of, did not have a Sugi of Chatzitzis, because the Maisa are not Machbid over here. The Ma ends off a situation in which Yesh Lo, exactly the case means, was some odd reason, her hair was braided together, got stuck together, it was done Ayidei Shade, and they have a case of Sakono, and therefore the Sugil al Shade is not a Chatzitza. It's what the Shade did, the Shade is asking you what to go do, this is what the Shade did. We don't know what exactly it is, the Shach speaks out three different Lashonis, what exactly the Kimt over here is, I do not know what either one of the three words mean. He speaks out in Russian, and in Poland, and in Loshnacha, I don't know. But there are three cases of the Shach, just to tell you what this means. Fine. So we had this case, the Shade, put your hair together, case of Sakono. Now the question is what the state of the Heter is, and Achmina, what the reasons are, how to apply to by other cases. So, first, Piskachuma brings down very big kitzer. If you look on the side of the page of Gilim Ashaw, you look at the Master Shekel, he speaks out, Betzim, there are four Heterim over here. Piskachuma sounds like the three, look in the car, Betzim, there are four Heterim over here. The first, first had to go to order the Gilim Ashaw. He says, since a person cannot shave it off out of Sakono, therefore she's not Machbid. Not Machbid, very simple. A second heter, since your hair is being tied together, a couple of hairs, more than one hair, it's Rafai. And therefore water go inside over here. A third reason why to make is Nichol Geda of a base of storm with the Mokum Bloa. We'll get to later on in the Simid. Be not Nichol Geda of Chatzitza. But a Chiddush that here stuck together is a base of storm with the Mokum Bloa over here. And the fourth thing he says, since over here you have to leave it this way, you can't shave it off. Hainu Bisei. This is its habitat. It's its Metzias. This is how it is. This is its Mohus. Fine. Hainu Bisei. Building upon these four Mahalchim over here, come on the Pesach Tshuva, being done upon a Meiris, a Meiser with also an Isha, who had Mitzah the Sugya of Refuah, Sakono. She had to take something external and put it inside of here. He calls it Kamoi Kamach. She put flour inside of here and made it stick all together. The question was, do you have these Eterim over here? So mitzvah the svara that it's roughly water goes inside, it's kemach, it's blocking it. So you don't have that heter. Mitzvah the svara is based on storm, mokum blua, something external. It has to be something that's a part of the body. So you won't have that heter. Elamai, you have to come on to the sugyo of a person not machbid. Well, they have roiv. Who cares if you're not machbid over here? So elamai says, upon a if you end off, you stand by itself, if it's a case of miyat. And the semich upon the other svara, hanu rabbi said, yesha milis machlokal. That means he took one of the svaras by itself, which is a chiddush. There are four svaras over here. Why to make a look at the Rav Yo and the Mordechai? He says it was Hainu Rabisei, because that's its metzias over here. Together with the miyat she'ina machbid, which Yesh Lo exactly those words over here mean. When you have those two things together, the ma'aseh person can be mekel. Next Pesach Juvah just points out, when you have this het over here, the water goes inside, you have to make sure you leave it, the person inside the water, and that's the time the water can be go inside over here. Fine. Just myself, I got a double complaint on Thursday. One guy complained of going too slow, one guy complained of going too quick. So I got complaints from both sides. I know Mom's going in between perfect over here. So Ez Hashem will go further, Siv Zayin onwards, and we'll be Mamshuk tomorrow. Welcome.